The U of T Varsity Blues are practicing hard while they try to transition to a new season without their graduated post presence. 6'5" forward and leading scorer Alex Hill recognizes that the personnel change may affect the game plan.
The past couple of years, we threw it into Wasik and Dre on the inside, obviously, because they were all-stars and they're really good players. This year, we have some decent posts, but they're a little bit undersized, so the guards have to pick up some of the slack.
Rick Delano is in his first full season as head coach of the Varsity Blues and knows the losses of key rebounders will be difficult, but focuses on the team's positives.
I think U of T's reputation has been such that we're a pretty good offensive team, good shooting team. We run a lot of sets. We're still going to run sets, but I think we're just going to have to play a little different because we don't have the bigs that we've had in the past. But for the most part, there's a lot of similarities.
Fifth-year senior Arun Kumar is ready to step into a leadership role after averaging 11.8 points as the team's point guard last year.
Well, we're definitely a different team than we were just because we lost four seniors last year, and out of which three of them were big guys. So this year we're going to be having a smaller team, different personnel, so we're going to have to switch up our style of play a little bit. But, you know, I'm excited. The new guys coming in show a lot of potential. You know, they work really hard, and the guys coming back have matured over the summer. You know, we played a lot together. We've been together, so we bonded as a group, and I think we could, you know, make some noise definitely. If we buy into the system that Coach Rick has laid out for us, we definitely can make some noise. You know, we are some hardworking guys, and I'm looking forward to start playing soon to see it all come together. So
the Blues won't know how the team's post-to-perimeter transition will really look until they hit the hardwood for a series of exhibition contests before their OUA season begins November 9th. For the Toronto Observer, I'm Devin Gray.